SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS audio app
and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Friday, the 17th of April 2026. It is a bit of a short one today. The ASX 200 down 0.1%, but down 0.2% for the week. That's 0.2%, and it means it snapped a three-week winning streak. That's despite another record in the US overnight, where the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed at fresh highs. Today, the consumer discretionary sector fell the most. Stocks like Harvey Norman down after analysts at Citi warned tighter financial conditions could affect earnings in the sector. Buy now, pay later operator Zip, the best performer following a positive US transaction report. Tech stocks had another great day here. So too the gold miners. The Australian dollar eased a little against the greenback, buying 71.7 US cents at the market close. Oil's up 3%, just over $98 a barrel. For more, I spoke with Diane College, a private client advisor at Morgans. Diane, US shares are at a record here. While the ASX 200 is down today, it's still a few percentage points away from a record high. That's despite this war in the Middle East and the continued uncertainty. Is it fair to say the market is betting the conflict will be over soon? And why do you think shares are rising, especially in the States, and are investors being too optimistic?
Great question, Ricardo. Lovely to see you again. We're sort of advocating that, as I think you know, markets always look forward. So they're looking through all this current noise. They know that if the war itself is actually finalized in the next couple of weeks, then the impact to global markets will be a lot less than can be expected. So when you look through that, you know that Trump is going to do his best to keep the US markets and the US bonds in particular in check, so that they don't get too out of kilter, if you like. So he is going to manage that situation, and the markets know that. So the markets have been conditioned, particularly in the US, to see through these current events and look forward and look through it. We've also got the US reporting season upon us, and we've seen some very good results already coming out of particularly the banks in that sector. So we are watching that very closely for signs that the US consumer, the US economy, and the US markets have actually moved forward from where we are currently.
So you mentioned the banks. Another sector that's doing well at the moment is this recovery in tech-related stocks, right? Not just in the US. As I mentioned, the NASDAQ is at a record high. But even here in Australia, while the market's down, we're seeing tech stocks rebound. Why, and what's your take?
It is incredibly interesting. What we've heard is that there is chatter in the US that it's a reversal trade now, so that people are buying these beaten up software stocks and selling the chip makers. So we've also seen that triggered by the software index itself running through its 50-day moving average. And that has translated into stocks such as Oracle being up 28%. Microsoft have had its best 6 days in the last 2 to 3 years. That's up 13%, and Salesforce is up 10%. And that's also translated into our tech sector, which has also been beaten up of late. So we've seen Megaport up 24% in the last week, 12% in the last 2 days. WiseTech, another software name, is up 14%. Car sales up 9%. Digico, which is a data center, that's up 14%. And even Tech One has delivered a 12% weekly gain.
All right. Today, we've also seen the team at Citi downgrade expectations across major discretionary retail stocks. That's as oil prices are rising and rising interest rates are expected to hit consumer spending. Is the market expecting further interest rate rises here to impact consumers too?
Absolutely. So even as a house, Morgan's in-house economist is expecting another two rate rises off the RBA. The first, and I'm sure this is a common view, will flow through in May, so that's not too far away. And yes, that will ultimately impact consumers' spending habits. We've also got, as everyone knows, higher oil prices. And if we don't get oil coming through that Strait of Hormuz very soon, that's going to be a global phenomenon where that is going to absolutely increase inflation. And therefore, central banks will have to look at increasing interest rates to offset that. And that in turn will absolutely impact the consumer and their spending habits.
And so finally, with everything going on, what are you telling your clients at the moment, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Interestingly, that Citigroup has downgraded that retail sector. And of course, with every seller, there's a buyer. And I might be on the other side of that trade. As they've downgraded stocks such as JB Hi-Fi and Wesfarmers, I think that's a buying opportunity. When we look at spending habits of consumers, if we have less to spend, we're often going to look for bargains and look for places that have lower price points. And if you look at the composition of Wesfarmers' consumer businesses such as Target, Kmart, Officeworks, Bunnings, I mean, that's where my consumer dollar is going to go. And JB Hi-Fi is another beneficiary of this cyclical replacement trade, whereby, if I want to access AI, I need to replace my computer with something that actually has that inbuilt. So, from that perspective, I think that JB Hi-Fi, Wesfarmers, even Sigma Pharmaceuticals, the owner of Chemist Warehouse, Lovisa, all trade for consumers at that lower price point. So if I'm going to actually spend my money, I'm going to get the best value. And if I'm going to get the best value, I'm going to shop in those specific businesses, which is how I've sort of positioned that to my clients.
That's Diane College there from Morgan's, and she wraps up the podcast for this Friday and for the week. If you enjoy it, give it a like, a review and subscribe. And don't forget, you can watch On The Money on SBS World News weeknights at 6:30. The podcast returns on Monday. It drops after the markets close every weekday, and I'll catch you then.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.